More Americans lost jobs in October than in any single month in nearly two decades. More people than usual may be wondering what kind of assistance is available. Government benefits vary widely depending on the state in which a worker lives and the worker's previous income. A new website tells workers how much unemployment compensation they can expect should they join the unemployment rolls. NPR's David Malpas reports.
Unemployment insurance was never intended to replace all the income workers lose when they are out of a job. It's meant to be a floor or minimum to help tide people over till they find their next job. On average, workers with low to moderate incomes can expect about 40% of their wages to be replaced. In some states, that payment can be pretty low.
California is a place that offers very paltry benefits.
That's Jeff Winger, an economist at the Economic Policy Institute, a private research group in Washington. California pays as little as $94 a week in unemployment benefits and ranks 50th among the states in compensation for low-income workers. It also ranks near the bottom in benefits paid to the highest-income workers who've lost their jobs. No one in California collects more than $230 a week on an annualized basis. That would be less than $12,000. And as Winger says, that's in one of the most expensive states in the country.
And remember, that's the benefit for everyone in California, regardless of whether you live in Modesto or San Francisco. Urban areas that are more expensive to live, that have higher rental costs, there's no adjustment in the benefit amount to cope with those higher expenses.
California is boosting its payments starting in January after virtually no increases throughout the 1990s. Information on benefits in all 50 states plus the District of Columbia is available on the Economic Policy Institute's website. It shows just how much disparity there is among the states. Some of the lowest benefits are in southern states, but the highest paying state is also in the South, at least as far as minimum wage workers are concerned. That would be Kentucky.
If you were to earn $5.15 an hour for 40 hours a week and you worked at that wage for an entire year, you could expect a weekly benefit of $140 a week. And that's fairly generous.
Benefits historically have not been more generous because states want to make sure people continue to look aggressively for new work. Also, states don't want to overburden business with taxes that fund unemployment compensation, the theory being that more jobs are created when business taxes are low. Standards for who can qualify for unemployment benefits have become more stringent in many states. Peter Orszag, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution in Washington, cites studies showing that fewer than 40% of the unemployed get any benefits. Sometimes the unemployed haven't worked long enough to earn benefits. They may have quit their job voluntarily or been fired for just cause. Others may be left out because they work less than full time. Orszag says that's one example of how the system, built in the 1930s, has failed to adjust to the new ways people work.
Consider a part-time worker, say a single mom with two kids, who because of childcare needs can only work 30 hours per week. If she loses her job and goes to try to find a new job again at 30 hours a week, in 31 states, she would not be eligible to receive unemployment benefits because she was not seeking full-time work.
While Congress is considering a temporary extension of unemployment benefits, few states are relaxing regulations to make more people eligible, and very few are gearing up to actually increase the dollar amount paid. Some experts say that means more of the unemployed will be living off credit cards and digging deeper into savings accounts, if they have them. David Malpas, NPR News.
There's more on jobless benefits on the website, npr.org.